Okay. All right. Count me in Hebrew or Spanish or whatever you count in.
Ready in cinco, cuatro, tres.
That's terrible.
Dos.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at?
Oh my gosh, I have the most adorablest, chillest comic in the world. First, let me plug some shit, get it out of the way. Vancouver, going back to Canada, the Vogue Theater, February 16th, and then I added an early show in Seattle at the Neptune, and then we added a show in Jew Dork Titties, March 23rd, an early show. I don't fuck around, you guys. I know your parents. Nobody wants to go to a 10 o'clock show. I certainly don't want to do a late show, so I've added them early. Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. And then Ridgefield Playhouse, come Netticunt, March 24th. ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. What else? Oh, buy my lipstick if you haven't already. I'm adding three new colors coming up, and I'm so pumped for you guys to see it, to trot out. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, with me, you know, I've been thinking about you, Rafael Barbosa.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Hello.
Cowabunga, his special is out on Netflix. He's just like, you know, you're just like, you're so, I've been thinking about you since you came on your mom's house, because you're so young and you're so mellow.
Yeah, I'm pretty mellow. Sometimes that bothers people. They're like, this guy's too slow.
Well, my husband's too slow.
Yeah.
My husband, it goes like, my husband's super chill, and then like Nate Bargatze, and I feel like you guys are in the chill guys club. What is this?
I don't know. I've always admired turtles. They can hide. I like hiding.
Are you a hider?
Yeah, I'm a hider for sure.
Are you an avoidant?
Nah, I don't know, to be honest. I am pretty mellow. But like I was telling you, I also just had food poisoning. So it's going to super mellow me out.
God, there's nothing worse than food poisoning. I hate it.
There's a few things worse. Like,
you think?
Cancer.
That's pretty bad.
AIDS.
That's pretty, well, AIDS you can live now, but yeah, I just hate puking. I have a severe phobia of vomiting, so I will like swallow it down, and I don't like it,
but I don't not.
You don't not let it happen.
Dislike it. I don't know. Something about somebody puking is kind of fun, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, tell me the fun part. Help me.
I don't know. That's not supposed to happen. So it's like funny to see somebody's body do it, you know?
That's true.
I just, when it happens to me, I'm like, fuck. Yeah. When I see something happen to somebody else, I'll laugh.
Yeah.
You know, stuff goes in. The stuff's not made to come out.
That's so true. There's in competitive eating. I don't know if you watch like the hot dog eating contests.
Sometimes, yeah, those are fun.
So there's a saying they call it when someone pukes after they competitively eat. It's called the reversal of fortune. It's so stupid. They have all these great sayings. Yeah, you're so quiet. But I think still waters run deep.
Still waters run deep?
Yeah, homie. I feel like you run deep.
Does that mean like mellow people? I think quiet people in general have a lot. Just buried down in there.
So much buried down in there.
If you're not talking on the outside, you're talking on the inside. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I don't believe people when you're like, what are you thinking about? They're like, nothing. I don't believe you.
It's not possible.
You're a monster.
You're a monster.
Yeah.
Do you think... See, I have a theory with male comics that...
We have penises?
Well,
that's
true. Love talking about your cocks. But I don't trust a male comic who doesn't talk about the dark things or talk about his dick or... Like, if you look at Cosby, it was all like, you know, and the cookie crumble and the thing. And, like, the guy was a monster.
Yeah. Everybody has a little bit of monster to them. But you got to let it out, man.
Yeah.
You do have to, or you become Bill Cosby.
That's so true. So you're a quiet guy. What do you think about?
I don't know. I think about a lot of stuff. Some silly, but some pretty dark. Like, yeah, this is one of my darker thoughts. But I'm not suicidal, all right?
Sure.
Hey, what do you call it? Preface it?
We get deep as fuck here. You can say whatever you want.
I'm not suicidal, so I don't want people to see this and be like, oh my God, you got to talk to somebody. Yeah. No. But, like, I'm 27.
Sure.
which I know is like younger or whatever, but God damn, like I've been alive 27 years. Like that's nonstop breathing and thoughts and heartbeats. Like I could use a break from existence, just a year or two of not existing and then come back.
Dude,
you know,
speaking my language.
I haven't done any, like, when's the last time you did anything for 27 years straight besides live? You know what I mean? Like, give me a time out.
Time out, bro. Wait until you're 47. I'm 47 and I felt this way, what you're saying. When I around 32, I was like, what else am I going to do with my life? Like, how many brunches can I have? Like, how many movies can I watch? How many shits can I take? This is all going to be so monotonous.
Give my ass a break.
Yeah. But then I saw this TikTok of this 93-year-old woman walking in the park in New York City, and the guy was like, huh, you know, what's your secret to life? And she's like, well, I'm ready to die because everything hurts. So I think you do eventually get worn down.
Like I'm worn down. I'm at the point where like the slightest like sniffle I have or like cold or even now that I had food poisoning, I'll look at my friends and I'm just like, kill
cancer.
Me.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Kill me.
Do you think, but okay, so I sense, and I, because I have the same sentiment as you, by 14, I was like, I'm an adult. Actually, by five, I think I feel like I was a grown up because of just like my upbringing and stuff. Do you feel like you've been an adult for a long time?
Sometimes I feel like maybe I didn't enjoy my childhood as much as I should have. I definitely enjoyed tons of it. Don't get me wrong. I had a fun childhood, but maybe sometimes I didn't. Like I started working like at 12. And then it's funny because when you play the intro song, Where My Mom's At, when I was a kid, my mom would just take off sometimes. And I was like, yo, where my mom's at? Not to talk bad about my mom or anything. She's a good mom, you know. But
where was she? Where did she go?
She had a wild side when she was young. She had me at a young age.
Oh, that makes sense.
So
yeah.
She was out there kind of like, I grew up at my grandma's house. So yeah, my mom, when I was a kid, you know, she took off, but she came back.
You're like, she took off. Like, okay, so specifically, when did she take off? Like, how old were you?
I was very small.
Oh my god, like a baby?
No, I might have been like, man, I can't even remember. I might have been like in the first or second grade.
Dang. And so she was how old?
I don't know. Cause if I was like 8, she'd be at like 16. So like 24 or something.
So she was really a baby. I mean, she was a teenager when she had you, so she was not ready.
Yeah, and it's like she came back to like see me, and I was like really mad. I didn't like want to see her, but nah, she's a good mom. She like got her shit together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I feel like a lot of people, their moms kind of can just take off. And I had a lot of friends that their moms just didn't stick around, or their dads, you know?
Really? Well, I hear, because I think there's more shitty dads than there are shitty moms. But,
oh, for sure.
But yeah, I feel like it's hands down, right?
But, like, I have good friends that, like, I won't say his name or anything, but I got, like, one specifically, like, we're kind of in the same boat. We were neighbors, and we grew up with our grandparents. But his parents just, nah.
Both of them sucked.
Yeah.
And it's like, rare when both of them suck.
Yeah, like, I got to see my mom and my dad. But my buddy, like, he didn't get to, he saw his mom when he was, like, really small for a few years. And then she took off, and then he didn't get to see her again until he was an adult.
Whoa. You know that happened on your mom's house, and you know what happened? They ended up falling in love, and they got married.
The mom and the kid?
The mom and the son. You're my son? I'm your mom? Yeah. And they were separated early, and then they met, and they fell in love, and they got married.
But they knew.
Yeah.
That is sick in the head.
Right? Isn't that the grossest shit you've ever heard?
You know
what's
messed up is she was probably already sick in the head and then she passed that tray down to her son.
Right. It's like a perfect match when you think about it.
That's so sick.
It's so rad. And we have this soundbite. It's like, you're my son, I'm your mom. And then he's like, it's just like the gays.
This is like some TLC show. Like,
yeah, it's even lower than that. So, wow. So your mom left, you're raised by your grandma. And then what's dad like? What's that story?
What's that? That song, Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Nah, what does that mean?
It means they don't stick around. They go and they fuck other broads.
Oh.
Fuck up your childhood.
I mean, he did that a couple times, I guess. I don't know. But now my dad, you know, him and my mom separated when I was pretty small. And
well, yeah, they were 16.
My dad would try to get me to go live with him sometimes because he would like pick me up for like weekends or whatever. But now I was just used to being at my grandma's.
Yeah, it sounds like your grandma. She was older, calmer, wiser. She's probably my age. In her 40s.
47 in Mexican is like 80. So.
Hell yeah, yeah. Your abuelita was fucking in her 40s. So she took good care of you though.
Yeah,
she was a nice lady.
Oh man, my grandma's the best. She would like, I don't know. I used to convince her to take me out of school early to take me to the movies, and she would.
That's nice.
Yeah, she'd take me to. She's funny though. Like she would take me to Mexico every summer. And she had this pickup truck. She'd pick up all my cousins. And in Mexico, you can ride in the back of a pickup truck like no problem, you know?
Yeah.
So she'd take us to the movies. And then she'd take us to buy snacks afterwards. And one night we stopped at this kind of like drive-through liquor store type place to get a bunch of snacks. And they have like these women in bikinis out there like bringing us the snacks. And one of my cousins dared me to say, call me to the girl. But like in Spanish, like, llámame. And so I did it, but I told my grandma just to make sure to drive off when I say it because I was really nervous.
Shit.
And so she would drive off. And then she knew, like, I guess parts of the city where there were, like, prostitutes. So she would drive by them so we could yell things at them.
That's amazing,
so,
dude.
So she's just laughing her ass off. A bunch of, like, 8-year-olds are just like, yeah, mami. Muchacha.
But that's the stuff that a good childhood is made of, I feel.
Hell yeah.
That's cool when like whoever is raising you has a good sense of humor. I will say about so my parents split, but then they both remarried. And out of my four parents, three of them had great senses of humor.
who's the ugly duckling?
The fucking dud was, my stepmom was such a dud. Like, typical Eastern European cunt, you know, like just like, oh, very into the looks and very into like, that's not funny. You're not being a lady. You know? I was like, fuck you, bitch. You know, like she just kind of sucked. But one cool thing my dad would do, you know those little sound machine sound boxes where you put it upside down and then it makes like, like a goat sound.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
A cow. Yeah, like we would walk through department stores with those and make the sound. They're like, you know, he had a good sense. He would fart in public and like, oh my God, what did you do, Christina? Like he'd blame it on me. And I like that kind of shit though. I do that with my kids. I try to have fun with them. Like I let them bark outside of the window. Like when we come back home from a trip, I'm like, bark out the window. Let them know the Seguras are here. Like I like that kind of.
Yeah, yeah. That's fun. It was really fun.
It probably is what made you fun.
Maybe. My grandma did have a great sense of humor, but she also made me into like an asshole, I think sometimes, just because I like to make people mad now, and I think it's because she used to like to make me mad.
She liked to fuck with you?
Yeah, if I was throwing like a tantrum or if I was just being in a pissy mood, she would pull out her Kodak camera. She always had a Kodak.
Oh, that's me.
She'd be like, let me take an ugly picture of you if you want to be ugly. Let's remember this, you know? And I'd get more mad. And so there's tons of pictures of me just like trying, like fighting paparazzi and really like, leave me alone. Like, so now when I'm pissing off my friends, if I see that they're getting mad, I just egg on and egg on.
You're such a dick. My husband has that trait too, is that he actually, I think that's a type of comedian, or maybe all comedians, we secretly love pissing people off.
It's,
I think,
hilarious.
If you're taking chances on stage and you're saying things that are a little whatever, you know, that's the fun part. Is I love it. You know what I really love lately is seeing women get mad or get disgusted by what I say. I really enjoy it because you know, you're like, you know, bitch, like, you know, women, like, it's just that you haven't been pulled out of the matrix yet. Like, you can laugh at farts and caca and penis and pussy and dick and, you know, all the stuff. You're allowed to laugh at it, but it's just because society told you that ladies don't, like my stepmom, right? Like, she was a proper lady. All it takes is, like, a cool girlfriend in sixth grade to be like, hey, you know, you can laugh at that shit, right?
And that's then how, like, oh. That's how I feel about other men with, like, a lot of gay jokes.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Like you can be like, oh, I suck my friend's dick as a
like,
joke.
I've been doing this joke, which sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. And it starts off sounding homophobic, where I'm like, yo, dudes shouldn't apologize to other dudes because it gets too gay. And then I explain it, and I'm not gonna explain the whole thing, which might be bad. It might maybe look worse, but I explain the whole thing. But by the end of the joke, I'm just kind of talking about how, like, I don't want just like this tough guy to get touchy-feely with me. I don't like it. Like, if we're going to settle our differences, I was like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about feelings. I'd rather just kiss a guy, you know, just one kiss, no strings attached, like just get over it. So at the beginning of the joke, like half the crowd is with me. By the end of it, the other half is with me. Everybody's just like, what the fuck? What's going on with this guy?
What is happening?
That, and then I just got 10 minutes on how, like, I don't know, just gay type stuff. I think by the end of my show, people are like, hey, I think this guy's got issues.
I know. You know what's interesting is that I think a lot of male comics deal with dicks. Like, there's a lot of, like, I not just your dick, but homosexual stuff. Louis C.K. came on Your Mom's House, and Louis, I adore him. He's so funny. And he's always like, unconsciously, you know, he's always like talking about dicks and what if I sucked a dick in the panesia and a dick in the ball. And I, and you're like, and I'm like, when I asked him, like, why do you, what is this fixation with dicks? And he's like, cause I'm so afraid of it. Like, I'm so like, it's so gross. It's so weird. It's so, and it.
A dick is definitely like a big part of a man's life, bro. It's like a father, like you respect it and you love that you have one, but at the same time you fear it and you fear other people's fathers. Like, don't let your dad touch me.
Yeah. It's true because I have two little boys. They're 5 and 8 years old. And I have to tell them constantly, like, put your dicks away. Don't touch your dicks in the living room. But I imagine it's kind of cool because it's this external thing and it feels nice and it's this weird appendage.
No, it's like having a Harry Potter wand.
Yeah.
I've never seen those movies, but I imagine.
You never seen Harry Potter?
I saw like the first two.
Well, it's very powerful.
Yeah. I'm going to watch them. I don't want people to think I'm like a Harry Potter hater. I'm going to watch them.
They're great.
I'm just waiting for the right moment. Yeah. The right woman.
The right or child.
Nah. I'm not gonna watch them alone. You know, that's weird.
No, it's fucking weird. I don't like adults that do childish things, like Disney adults. I think it's fucking queer shit.
My friend is one of those. I'm not gonna say his name now. He goes to Disneyland by himself.
What?
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He has a girlfriend, if that makes it better.
Do they go together?
We sometimes said he goes by himself. But he will go without her.
That is the fucking queerest thing I've ever heard. He's a single 20-something-year-old guy and he goes to Disney?
Yeah. Well, he has a girlfriend. Is that considered single, though? Because you're not married?
Yeah. In the married world, if you're not married, you're fucking single, bro. Like, that doesn't mean a thing to me. Like, yeah. Oh, you're fucking this bitch? Who cares? You didn't wife her up.
That's true.
Did you make babies with a bitch?
I told my girlfriend I would never marry her.
That's cool.
I didn't say never. I was just like, yo, I don't know what my mentality is going to be like when I'm like, you know, 31 or 40 or 35. Like, who knows? Your mindset always can change, you know? But I was like, when we first started dating, I was just like, you should know that I don't ever see myself getting married. Like, doing a wedding and giving you a ring and all that. Like, I couldn't do it. I could see myself being with one person for like ever, you know? Or till I die or whatever.
Sure.
But to actually, like, you know, do the paperwork, put the ring, do the wedding, like, I'm not going to do it. So if that is something you're, like, really looking for, then maybe we shouldn't date.
What'd she say?
She got real quiet. But then she was just like, nah, like, I'm not going to look for somebody specifically because of that, like.
Marriage thing?
Yeah, like. If I'm feeling you, then I'm feeling you, and so we'll see how it goes. You know, it's like, all right. I gave you fair warning.
See, that's the problem with women. That's like catnip or whatever. It's what attracts. That's even more attractive because then the real fucked up bitch will be like, that's okay. I'll change him. Yeah,
I'll change him.
Depends on how messed up she is. She might go in for the kill.
She has no idea who she's dealing with.
But that's good that you tell her. I mean, you know, but you're also so young. I don't think 27, it's too young to even really get married, right?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, we're Mexican. We age faster.
That's so true.
Yeah. At 14, we're like already working on the first kid. The career.
But you grew up in Texas. Mm-hmm. Which part of Texas are you from?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, okay. And then you spent time in Mexico. What part of Mexico?
So we visited quite a few places. We visited a state called Tamaulipas, which is like on the, it's like at the border, and mm-hmm. it's technically, like, I guess what would be like the east coast of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd also go to another state called San Luis, which is not too far from there, but it's not a coastal city. And that's like where my grandpa's from.
Mm.
So I got a little bit of both. San Luis is more of like the country type, like farms, mountains, cattle, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tamaulipas is more like ports, beaches. Mm. But yeah, it was cool. You know, it's crazy. Like when I go to Mexico, my cousins, like I'm gringo, I'm white boy down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I come over here and they're like, you're Mexican. And I'm like, not according to the Mexicans.
Not even.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting because I can definitely, I grew up in Southern California and it's mostly.
That's like Mexico.
It is.
It's basically Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. But I sense from you, like you're really more connected to Mexico than a lot of the people I grew up around in LA. Because I feel like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like we didn't go, I never heard of kids going back down. Like there's like Tijuana. That was our border town.
We'd go every, like the minute school was out, like that same night. And my grandma would drive. Sometimes we'd take the bus, but my grandma would drive most of the time.
Down into Mexico.
And so, yeah, and she'd go like to any city we had to visit, to any state she'd go, and I never once saw her look at a map.
Right, just pigeon brain.
Yeah, like she just knows. Like that's wild to me.
Yeah.
In my own town, I got to use the stupid maps, you know?
Yeah.
Me and my cousins would sometimes get into arguments. Me and my buddy actually had this kind of heated conversation. I wouldn't say it was an argument about like Mexicans getting treated differently based off the color of their skin. Like I have friends who are darker than me and they'll say that life is easier on me because I've always been like a lighter skinned Mexican than a darker skinned Mexican. But I don't think that's true. Like, and I don't mean this in like a negative way, but I feel like in the eyes of like most other people, like I think we're just Mexican.
Right, like you don't think that other people see gradations of Mexican. Like, I don't. I honestly, right. I never went like, oh, that guy's Mexican. Like I never thought about it in terms of like, is he lighter Mexican than the other guy? I just know that they're like, so the last name, like, oh, that's Martinez, Abrego, whatever the fuck, these guys are Mexican.
Yeah, my buddy's like, no, they Hernandez. Do it like without knowing, like subconsciously, I guess.
No, I never did that. But then again, like if you grew up in a big city, like I grew up in a major city in Los Angeles, and I think that definitely, you're so used to all kinds of stuff, but maybe fucking
that's
Texas.
True. But then again, at the same time, I mean, like I've, you know, just through summers, I've gotten darker and then lighter, but I'll say I'm not as dark as some of my friends who've made this argument. So I can't even say like I'm not in their shoes.
So good. So do you feel like when you get darker in the summer, do you get treated differently? Next time we have to take notice of this.
Maybe. I don't care enough to take notice of it.
I know.
I'm just gonna agree to be honest. It according to the data of like history, it has been harder on darker people.
This is true.
So I'm just gonna agree with him, like, yeah,
this
you're
is
right.
True. I think you're right.
I just
think
feel
we
like
solved it.
I just feel like it doesn't go as deep as some of my cousins make it out to be. Or my friend. You know what I mean? Like I think it's there. I just don't think it goes as deep as it goes. Like I don't know. Sometimes when they're making this hard claim, like it's harder on the dark skinned Mexicans than the light skinned, I'm like, you know what, dude, calm down. You're not black. They've had it tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mexicans have had it tough. Black people had it way tougher.
And tougher.
Sometimes I feel like they're reaching. Like some Mexicans want to get in that boat with black people and it's like, no.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Different strokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, I'm a white lady. I can't really comment. But
oh, no, you should. You're the best person to comment.
I'm not the best person. I will say, my stepdad was Indian. And I had three Indian stepsisters. And so, like, when we'd go out in public, and I'd be like, yeah, that's my sister. And then people would trip out on that. And that was kind of fun. They did express some shit over the years of like, it's kind of fucked up. People do treat me different because I'm Indian or, you know.
Yeah.
It always made me sad. But I always hoped that living in a big city full of lots of different people would help somewhat. I don't know.
I think it helps. Like going to New York or like LA, it's a whole other feeling out there. Like people are just people. If anybody gets treated badly, it's not even because of their race. It's more like because they like inconvenience you.
Yeah. I don't think people in LA have time to be like, oh, what color are you? Like you're just a menace because you exist.
Yeah.
You know, like there's just too many motherfuckers there. There's like 16 million people, you know? But I don't know. I think it would be cool to come back as every different kind of being, you know? But I wish we could have memory of it. Like, you know, there's reincarnation. People think you come back.
Maybe you do have to do that, but you don't get to memorize it until you've done all the races.
That would be really cool.
So, like, you know, 1,000 years from now, I don't know how many races. There's too much time. There's too much math to do. I guess you do, like, 80 years as each race. How many races are out there?
Fuck. I don't know, dude. Like Google 20, it. 28? Smart Chad. How many races are there? You do 80 years as each race? Oh, my God. Or even just to come back as a man would be kind of cool.
I'd be so afraid of being a woman, honestly.
It's awful. I don't recommend it. I don't think it's great. I think it sucks, honestly. I don't want to be a man, but I don't think there's many privilege. I mean, look, there is the fear of like, oh, will I get walking to a car? I always still think that. And like, I just have memories too of being 12 and being sexually harassed when you're like, wait, what? I have tits now? Like, you're just always objectified.
Ooh.
But then a cool thing happens when you get to be a little older. Like, people calm the fuck down because, like, people still want to fuck you, but it's not the 20 and 30 year olds that are whistling at you or being shitty, you know? So, like, it calms down, which is nice. I don't know. I think
it still sucks. You have to wait for it to calm down, you know?
Yeah. But I think too, like, I've especially as a woman in comedy, like, I've always felt other than, obviously, but I've always been really welcomed by male comics and welcomed by this community. So, like,
ooh, I bet a bunch of women hate on you for that too.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I've also been, well, I don't know how welcomed you felt, but I feel like I've been very easily welcomed. And I feel like I have comic friends that kind of hate on that. They're just like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like,
but I think that you're easily welcome because comics, at least like the old, like you value talent. Talent is talent. And I firmly believe in the power of comedy to transcend color, race. You got one leg, whatever. If you're fucking funny, the room does not care.
Oh, agreed. I feel like I've seen and met comics who, even though I don't take any hardcore like political stances, like I don't vote or anything. But I have heard comics just say things that I'm like, oh, I don't agree with that or whatever. But it's so funny that I'm like, man, I just appreciate your comedy.
Yeah.
Even if I don't agree with some of the stuff you're talking about, like, funny's funny, you know?
100%.
And I feel like that kind of, there's a little bit of connection there. Like,
dude, I've heard brilliant male comics who I'm friends with over the years working out bits at the store. And there's like, you know, when you work stuff out, it's really hateful in the beginning or whatever, because you haven't found like the nuances, the lines. And I've heard like some of my greatest friends, and you're like, dude, that was hateful as shit against women. But then you see the bit later and you're like, oh no, that was just him.
Yeah.
I never took it personally. I never, because, you know, I know these people. These guys are good guys. I except for the few that are, the rest are good.
Except for the few that are monsters. The rest are pretty cool guys.
Do you ever draw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever, like, you're drawing something, but when you draw it, maybe it just doesn't look right? Like, sometimes I've drawn a hand, and not to come back to dicks a lot, but then it kind of, like, I'm trying to, I saw this video where it's like, well, you got to draw the rectangle first and then draw the line. One time I drew it and I started with the middle and it looked like a penis. So I had to like erase it and start over. And that's how comedy is. Sometimes you're saying something you didn't mean for it to come off that way.
Yes.
So you got to erase the penis and rewrite the line, you know?
Yeah.
People got to understand that.
Yeah. There's a working it out thing. Like last night I just went, like, I'm working on this shit about my dad. And, like, some days I hate my dad and some days I love my dad, because that's just how it goes. And, like, you know when you go into a bit and, like, the hate reads too hard?
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, these people don't trust me to go on
this
journey.
Yeah, it's because the stage is like therapy, but sometimes you got to remember that. They're not therapists, you know?
No,
they're
going to
judge.
Yeah, they're going to judge. Yeah, fuck, dude.
How old is your dad?
Oh, he's 77.
Oh, that's a good age. Lucky number 7. Could you imagine if he made it to 777?
I'd hate it.
Yeah.
Well, I used to want to be a vampire when I was a teenager.
Bro, that would be so cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So my best friend and I, we made a pact when we were teenagers that if one of us became a vampire, we'd make the other one a vampire.
That's so crazy that you guys were into this before Twilight, pre-Twilight era.
Well, here's the deal, man. Twilight is fucking pussy shit compared to the OG novels by Anne Rice. Look her up. That Twilight shit is Christianized vampirism, right? If you notice, they're all very chaste. They wait till they get married to fuck. And like, they don't even, they like French kiss, and that's about it in Twilight. It's busted.
Pussies.
But if you go to Anne Rice, The Vampire Lestat, Interview with the Vampire, those vampires fuck.
That's who made Interview with the Vampire?
Hell yeah, dude. Anne Rice. And they fuck. They do BDSM. She made a whole line of books under a pseudonym where it's all fucking S&M weird stuff. This is the real G right here. She just died a while back.
Did you know that I Am Legend? With Will Smith, you know something?
No.
So like, I think that's a reboot, and it's like based off of a novel. I might be getting it wrong, but those are vampires.
Really?
Yeah. That's why their skin burns when the light hits them.
Oh, that's cool.
But I guess it's like some sort of virus, but it's still vampires. And everybody's like, no, it's not, it's zombies. And I love doing this argument with people, but it's fucking vampires. Look at the facts. They only come out at night.
Facts, bro.
They bite you and you become one of them.
Oh yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
Standard.
They just made it like
that's
a science vampire. Like a sci-fi vampire.
That's a vampire.
But I think like the original movie or something, they were like legit just vampires. I don't know. I never saw it.
Hmm.
And they had like capes. I like that Mitch Hedberg joke where he's like, I went to the doctor and he sucked blood out of my neck. He's like, that's the last time I go to Dr. Acula.
So stupid. He had some good ones. I don't know. It was a Hedberg joke. Oh, you know what joke I like to tell this time of year? It's a David Tell joke. Eggnog. You know what eggnog is, don't you? And you're not going to like it. Elf cum. I always love that. Elf cum. Eggnog is elf cum.
I like buying eggnog for people because nobody that I know really drinks it.
It's so disgusting.
And I just bring it like, hey, I thought you might like this.
I thought you might like this.
I'm horrible with money.
Raw eggs. You are?
I do so many dumb things. I think it was where I got this one. Where is it?
Oh, Ontario. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in Ontario. And my buddy had just gotten married like a week or two before that. And when I was walking out this restaurant, I saw the cigar store with her lounge, and I was like, man, I'm gonna get him some cigars like as a congratulations. And then I was like, I should get him a card. So me and my buddy went to Target, and I was just like, let's get him like a card and a bag to put the cigars in. But when we were there, I actually saw the frozen food section where like the fridge aisle, and there's eggnog. So I'm like, hey man, let's get him eggnog with it. And then I was like, let's just get him a bunch of stupid gifts, but like stupid, but also something that he likes enough to where he has to contemplate not throwing it away.
That's a fine line.
So like, I know he likes like Japanese art, so I found this like calendar with like some Japanese pictures in it. I got him a stapler because I know he kind of has like this little home office. I got him a stapler. I got him so many. I got him a Rubik's Cube.
Oh yeah.
I got him a.
You can't throw those away. Those are all valid gifts. Right? You need a stapler. You like a Rubik's Cube.
I got him a Stormtrooper Funko Pop. What else? I got him Wolverine claws. I got him Wolverine claws. I got him so many things. I got him like those things to wash the dishes, those little sponges, but it's a smiley face. I got him so many gifts, and it was just funny to like sit there and be like, look, bro, I got you these cigars. He's like, man, thank you so much. He's about to get up and hug me. I was like, no, hold on. And then I brought this big bag, and I was just like, look at this, it's a stormtrooper, huh? And then look at this, it's a sponge, huh? He's like, did I do good? He's like, hell yeah, man. He's like, all right, well, hold on, there's more. And then like, I was like, Wolverine claws, huh? Man, it was like, I spent like $200. I got him magazines. I spent like $250.
That's bullshit.
And just some shit he's going to have to take on to carry on. Like,
that's the best. We sometimes go to the dollar store to buy Tom's sister's things. But you have to go to the made for TV or what's that shit called? Made for TV section? Or it's like at the, if you go to like the pharmacy, as seen on TV, Google as seen on TV products. If you want to fucking piss off anybody in your family, get them as seen on TV items. I'll show you what I've gotten my in-laws over the years. Well, the clapper. Oh, did you get him the scrub daddy? Is that the smiley
one? The scrub daddy, yeah.
That's so stupid.
I got him the scrub daddy.
Because it's stupid, but you kind of want it.
Yeah.
You want to use it. The vegetti, which makes vegetable noodles, you know?
The vegetti.
That's so
Monster Fan. I was a Jetty. They could have thought of a better name than that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, these are the gifts you got for the staff.
Yeah. We ran out of time this year. You guys would have gotten a whole new crop of as seen. Oh, look, this one's my favorite. You know how you like the edges of the brownie?
Oh,
well, that's
man.
A pan where it's all edges.
Bro, I actually saw that online one time. My teacher showed it to us because he would go to some website where they sell shit like that.
Yeah.
No, excuse me.
It's so burp. Rad.
I actually been thinking about that just randomly for the last 10 years.
The brownie thing?
Yeah. I was like, I wonder where I can find it.
Well, there you go.
But I'm not going to bake. I don't even have an oven.
That's true. You're 27. You don't have an oven? Where do you live?
And my dad's, he has an oven, but it's not my oven. I don't know how to use it. I'm not going to mess with it.
Do you think you'll get your own place now that you're a successful comedian?
Well, I'm actually building a house on my dad's land.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that way if anything goes bad, they're like, that's his land. That's not even my land. Like,
that's so smart. That's his land. Okay. In Dallas? Is that where he lives?
Nah, it's like out in the country. I don't want to say where.
No, don't say where.
But okay. It's out in the country.
Cool.
But yeah, it's because like when I said I'm done with money, like, I mean, I started buying cars.
Yeah.
It's like first yeah, time what, I was able to buy.
That's
like,
all male comics do. Welcome to the club. Yeah. Have you met my husband?
I started buying cars. And so I was able to keep. At a family member's house in their garage, but that's not, I can't do that forever, you know?
Yeah.
The other has just been outdoors, and it was already beat up when I bought it. So it's like, all right, well, I can live with that. But now there's another one, and it's like, I can't leave that one outside. So, but I didn't buy that one until I thought of this idea. Mm. My dad wanted to build a shop. We used to have a paint body shop when I was like very small. So my dad wanted to build a shop on his land. Mm. And so he put down a slab of like concrete or whatever where he was going to build it. And I told him, let me buy that slab. Like I'll pay him whatever he paid for it. And you know, I'll buy it more so he can make a profit if he wants or whatever. And let me build my own house / shop on it. So where the bottom floor will be my own personal shop for cars, like a garage. And then the top will be like the living area.
That's dope.
And my dad actually does like home remodel and home construction for a living.
Oh, no way. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So he was just like, well, I'll build you the house. Like, do it through me or whatever. And I was like, hell yeah.
Perfect.
So, yeah. So now my main focus is like the garage part, though, because I want to get the cars in there ASAP.
Yeah,
those are my babies.
Yeah.
And but yeah, but the top, I don't know exactly how to design a house. All I know is this, though. I want a huge walk-in closet.
Hell yeah.
And I had them put in like a secret escape from the closet to the garage.
That's
like Batman
up.
Style, so I can that's go down a ladder. That way, if you're like in my living room, and then I'm not you specifically, but you know,
yeah,
people,
yeah. The theoretical you.
Yeah, and then I'm like, yeah, just like they're
fuck.
Annoying. I can just be like, I'm gonna go change my shirt real quick,
and then bust out.
Boom, I'm out of there,
dude. Can I tell you? I've wanted to build a secret, like a tunnel, from my room to my office, so I can bypass my children. You know what I mean? Like just hide, because that's my secret. I have like a goth room. That's all weird and dark that I go into sometimes just to get away from my family. I should build a secret tunnel.
That's such a, man, I think every mom needs a secret tunnel.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I like I said, I grew up at my grandma's. My mom always lived with us. So I had two moms there to like, if I catch them, I'm like, hey, can you do this for me? Can you help me with this?
Always.
Yeah, now I'm living at my dad's and even my stepmom's not safe. Like,
yeah.
I'm upstairs though, so I'm still in my dad's house. I'm upstairs. I'm the only one who lives upstairs.
That's good. So you have your own privacy.
Yeah, but I gotta like go down and I'll duck my head. Like I'll peek my head through the stairs, yeah. And if I catch him, like,
do you ever cook for you and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she cooks. She cooks for all of us. She's like a super mom, you know.
That's so sweet.
There's no way she could be enjoying it all like the amount she cooks and. Like does for us.
That's really nice. No, there is no way. It's a full time. You're a full time chef. We know. But here's the thing. It's a weird thing. I actually enjoy cooking. I like it. But you know that you're feeding your boys. You know, yeah. I have two little boys and I have Tommy and Tom's like my third big kid. And you feel good knowing that you're feeding boys because they eat a lot and they need to grow and stuff. And
Yeah, I feel bad for my sister because while we're all sitting down, this is like some old school thing. She's just like, she'll call my sister like, hey, help me do all this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, but my brother helps too. He's a good boy. My brother helps my stepmom a lot too. Not as much as my sister, which my brother, if he hears this, he's going to be like, I help. What are you talking about? Yeah, I help more than her. Help. But he does help, just not nearly as much as my sister does. My sister is like my savior. Like when I'm not home, she's like my son's mom, basically.
No.
Don't get me wrong, my son has a mom. But like when my son's over there and I can't be there, my sister just.
Pff. We didn't even get into that. So how old is your son?
He's 4, almost 5.
Dang, so you had a kid at 23?
No, I was
24?
20, I think I was already 22 when he was born.
Dang.
Might have been 22.
So no wonder you feel old. You grew up fast, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you did it young, bro.
There's going to be so many Mexicans that if they hear me say that, they're going to be like, ha, I was 16. You were already a man.
But do you think it lit a fire under your ass to be a comic? Like to go out there and just get it?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I was, people don't understand a lot of the time when I say this, but I'm a bum at heart. Like, I'm always be a bum till I die. Like, I was so satisfied with my lifestyle before my son was born.
Yeah.
I was cutting hair out of my grandma's house, out of my bedroom. I was in barber college, but I'd sometimes go just to hang out, really.
Yeah.
Because it was like a pay as you go. You had to pay like $300 a month. And if I had the money, then I'd go for the money. If I didn't, I just didn't. I couldn't go. So I was cutting hair out of my house. I'd sometimes go to barber college. I was doing open mics and showcases like every night of the week. I was doing comedy every night.
Oh, you liked it then. I loved it. You're obsessed with it. You have to be obsessed.
Yeah. But I didn't have the mentality to, I guess, make like the business type decisions for comedy. I was doing whatever show they asked me to be on. I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care what it led to or if it led to anything. Like if I got to open for somebody, cool. Hell yeah. You know, I'd take it. But yeah, I was making like $200-$300 a week, and I had a car that sometimes worked. I was living, you know. Mm-hmm. I was satisfied. My grandma cooked for me, like I was good. And then I found out that I was possibly going to be a father, and I still didn't quite get it together. But once like the second I saw my son, the second I held him, it really kicked in like, oh, shit, like now life is serious.
Yes.
And it kind of made everything that I ever stressed about, worried about, got angry about, emotional about before. It was like, wow, I might as well have been living in this video game imaginary world.
Bullshit world.
Yeah. I was like, now my decisions matter.
Yeah.
So I knew that by the time he was having to go to school, I knew by the time he had to go to school, I wanted him to go to a better school or live in a better neighborhood. So, and I had to get my shit together. But I also knew that I wanted to make the money doing stand-up to get him to move. Like, I didn't want him to be able to. I was like, either I have to move or I wasn't with his mom. We haven't been together since he was like a few months, you know. But I knew that I either had to get them in a better living situation or myself in a better living situation by the time he was in school. But I knew I wanted to do it through stand-up. I didn't want to do it because I was a barber and I'd also work at a body shop sometimes, like painting cars.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do it that way.
Yeah.
So I was like, I had to really put the gas on comedy and make sure that like it took off before he was in school.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we got pregnant, when I got fucking pregnant, I was kind of nervous because Tom was headlining. I was headlining too, but you know, we were just right on the precipice of like, okay, we're finally going to break through. Your mom's house was going, we were making some dollars, and Al Madrigal goes, you know, children are a blessing. You'll end up making money when you have children. And we were like, no fucking way. And lo and behold, I had our first son. We were living in a 900 square foot guest house in Redondo, like a back house. And we had Ellis. We had two dogs. And it was chaos. And I go, I think we should move, Tom, but we don't have any money.
How old is your oldest?
He's 8 now.
He's 8? Okay.
And Tom goes, no, baby, we got money. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, look at the bank account. And I was like, wait, what? When did this shit happen? Because his Netflix special had just dropped. And then he was starting to make. And we're like, all right, let's fucking move, dude. But that's a blessing. I think children can motivate, especially men, because I saw Tom go into overdrive. Like the minute I got pregnant, he was just like, yup.
Like it's crazy seeing the mother of your child hold your, like, have your child in them. You almost feel like, oh shit, like I did that. Like I better be responsible because I caused that, like, yeah, to both of them. Like I just dragged you two into this, like,
yeah.
So yeah, it's crazy. I remember when my son was tiny, man, I would stay up with him all night and I do the bottles and all that.
Yeah,
and it was rough.
That sucks.
It was rough. And I remember the first night that he slept through the entire night. Ugh. I thought he died.
Yeah,
I was afraid. Yeah, I was so scared.
Yeah,
because he always would fall asleep right here on my arm, and then I remember he fell asleep like almost right at midnight. I remember that. And I knocked out, and like at 7 o'clock a.m. on the dot, I just woke up. I was like, "Oh my god!" It was like, "Oh no, he's fine. He's fine."
I know. Those the man. A lot of people don't understand that there is no fear and anxiety like having a newborn, and the first time you take that baby home and the nurses are like, "All right, here's your baby," and you're like, "I don't know how to put it in the car
seat. I'm like,
"Why
are you letting me do this right now?"
I know.
That's some scary shit.
Never, like, we couldn't even put Ellis in the car seat, Tom and I. We had to ask the nurse, like, "I've never, can you help me fucking do this?" Like, you know,
can you just drop him off at my house later?
God, the anxiety and like. Yeah, like you're saying, like I would just watch them breathe. Especially the first baby. You're just like, "Are you breathing, dude?" Like,
I remember when I first felt my son's heartbeat just randomly, like at night, like just feeling it, just to feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so scary.
That's so scary.
I was like, "Oh my god, can this just never stop, please?" Like, just make sure mine stops way before this. Like, what the fuck?
It's awful. Or like breathing. Sometimes Ellis would just slow down, you know, so much. I put my fucking hand under his nose, like, "Are you breathing, bitch?"
Sometimes people are like, I never want to have kids. I'm enjoying life too much. And it's like, man, good. Like, I always encourage people, like, enjoy the shit out of whatever you got to do, you know? But I feel like after a certain age, like, you have to. It opens up another side of your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you grow. You got to have a kid eventually.
I think so.
Or you better just be, like, a super cool. If you're, like, 50, you haven't had a kid yet, you better be a cool ass 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Like a good person.
Yeah.
Don't be, like, don't try to be young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that way too. I think there are some people who choose not to have children for very good reasons. There's a lot of great reasons not to have
for
them.
For sure.
You're too traumatized, you know, whatever the fuck it is, absolutely don't do it. But then if there is so much benefit to having kids, it literally does rewire you in such a meaningful way.
Yeah.
Where you don't see, I don't see you. Like, if I had met you before I had kids, I would think of you totally different. But I look at a 27-year-old little, in my eyes, you're just a little baby comic. You know what I mean? Even though you've got kid and you've got this career. But in my eyes, you're somebody's son, you know? And, like, it's always going to be that.
That's true. I was not made in a lab.
You were not made in a lab. Mm-hmm. And you have empathy and love for the, at least I do. I don't know how you feel towards the human race, but you know, a lot more empathy, for sure.
I think so, yeah.
Because you know what parents go through, like what we were just talking about. Somebody fucking did that for you. Like, just panicked. Like, "Are you breathing? Are you fucking alive, dude?" It's a lot of stress. Anyway, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. So you can see Ralph. He's on tour now starting January 12th. Are you going everywhere? Or are you just fucking...
Nah. I mean, eventually I will. I'm not going to remember all the cities that I'm going to.
You don't have to bring...
But
you're in America. You're touring the U.S.
I'm touring the U.S.
Yeah.
And it's my tour. It's called the Super Cool Ass Tour. And you can find the tickets and the dates at BarbosaComedy.com or follow me on Instagram at RalphBarbosa03.
I love it. Well, I'm so happy for you. You're a lovely addition to our comedy family, our comedy world. I consider you fam now, so please come back and do these shows whenever you're in Austin.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, dog. And I hope you continue to crush it. You're a wonderful voice in comedy, and you're a sweet, sweet bro.
Thank you, thank you.
I love you.
I love you, mommy.
Okay, geez. All right, until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye.
Peace.
Peace. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's